الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. الحمد لله. مفتي عبد الله فولپوري explained very beautifully and in what wonderful ways the value and the importance of the Quran Sharif. May Allah make it that it sets it down into our heart. Just to complete for the time being the discussion on the Quran Sharif, which has got great relevance to our month of Ramadan and to our Islah and our Reformation. So the whole object is that it sinks into our hearts for now and forever, that we cling to the Quran, that we join to it in such a way, as our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum explains, if you want to join two papers, for example, temporarily, you perhaps will just put a press stick or what you call it on the four corners, or just little sellotape. But when you want it to join such a way that it will never separate, then the whole thing you'll put Bostik, and you'll join the two papers. Now you can't separate. You can tear the whole paper, but you can't separate the two. May Allah make it that we get joined to the Quran Sharif, not only for now Ramzan and then again next Ramzan, but the whole, all the time, our whole life. Maulana Aslam Shaykh Upuri, the Ahmad Barakatum, was also visited us here, and mashallah, he's a person who has given his life for the Quran Sharif. He explained to our Shaykh one time when he was visiting our Shaykh that to the best of his knowledge, the most wasta that were given, that is, when you, to intercede, you say, I present so and so, this person's intercession, that person's intercession, the most that have been presented in dua to Allah Ta'ala, and whole pages full of how many, oh Allah, by this favor of yours, by this, by this, by this, and at the end, an atarzuqani al-Qur'an, that you give me rosy of the Qur'an. Rosy of the Qur'an, like in that other dua, that a person cannot die until he has completed every part that it becomes, and that Qur'an becomes in my meat, in my blood, in my everything. So much importance has been given to Qur'an Sharif. And according to Hazrat Mufti Abdullah sir, that the greatest ni'mat that we have at this time, of all the ni'mats, more than the Arsh of Allah, more than the Kaaba Sharif, more greater than every ni'mat, is the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. But at the same time, just think what is our relationship with the Quran Sharif. How much do we even touch it? How much do we even read it, respect it, have honor? So may Allah make this the occasion that Quran Sharif sinks into our lives, into our hearts, in every way. For everything, for the barakat of dunya, for shifa from maladies, illnesses, from financial problems, from domestic problems, Quran Sharif is the solution. If we will read Quran Sharif regularly and then further make our lives like the Quran Sharif. So for that, we'll just briefly translate this ayat which the Quran itself explains. Ya Yuhannas, this is an address to all of people. Not only the Muslims, mu'mins, for everyone. Qad ja'atkum, in the past tense, such a maw'idah, wa'az, has come to you. Like people like to listen to bayans, so the greatest bayan, wa'az, has come to you. Mir rabbikum, from your Rabb, and from Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, Mufti Abdullah Sahib's grandfather. He used to say that if for example, your son is gone overseas and for studies, you write him a letter, you phone him, today it's email, it's SMS, everything. So you'll SMS him, and SMS is short message text. It's just a short message. Or you write an email, and how much will you write? Allah Ta'ala, when He sent us to a foreign place, from Jannat, He sent our Baba, our Dada, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, to dunya. Now to guide us here in this foreign place, and especially if your son, daughter is gone to such a place where there are so many of temptations, so many of evils lurking, and what evils from every side. How won't you be concerned about them? Advise them, tell them this, watch out for that, be careful about this. Please, my son, please, my daughter, never make this mistake, never make that mistake. But much more love. Allah sent 30 supara love letter to us in this dunya. You are going in this dunya, so I'm giving you for your guidance a 30 supara love letter. We get tired in one night's taraweeh. This is 30 suparas Allah sent it, and it is all filled with so much of love. Allah has, that is Rabb. How Allah, much more than what a father can love a child, a mother loves a child. Because the mother bore the child, the mother gave delivery to the child, the mother weaned the child, so the connection with the mother is much more. But all the mothers of the world, not only human beings, even in and the animal kingdom, in all, you can see how mothers love their little ones. Whether it's fish, whether it's chickens, hens, whether it is any animal, every snakes, their little ones, everyone, how they love their offspring. So much more, this is only bheek manga. Like a beggar comes to your door, you give him 2 rand, you give him 5 rand, of how much you got. What is that what you gave? If somebody come for some other mission, you'll perhaps give more. But a beggar, you'll just give a small little bit. Like that, all the love which all the mothers of the world have got, and all the love, even the fathers and whatever, between man and woman, between husband, all that love is only bheek manga of the love which Allah has got for His creation. So that is Rabb. The one who, the mother, she didn't create you. She didn't manufacture you. Allah made you in the mother's stomach. The mother herself, what she doesn't even know what was happening, at what stage, where, what was happening. What does the mother know of making one eye, making one ear? What can she make? She can't make one nail, she can't make one hair, she can't do anything. Allah is the one who made. So when the mother, just because the child was made in her, she has got so much love for the child, Allah who is the maker, that how much love has Allah Ta'ala got for His creation, we cannot imagine. So this maw'izah has come from such a... And when we read the Quran Sharif also, read it with like that. This is... in one Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that in the Psalms of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, one verse is that, oh my banda, when you get a love letter from somebody, your son wrote you a letter, your daughter, your wife, your mother, your father, you were traveling and you got a letter, you'll stop your vehicle, you'll go off the road, you'll sit and carefully you'll take time and you'll read it. But you got no time to read my love letter. The love letter which Allah, which is the greatest love and the greatest, the most perfect. Father might give his son some advice. It might be wrong advice also. He can make a mistake also. He may be very sincere, but he can make a mistake. Who can be more sincere than Allah? Who can be more correct than Allah? But what is our attitude to the Quran Sharif? So this word has come, maw'idatum min rabbikum. And it isn't only a maw'izah from your Rabb, and we should think of the word Rabb. And when we read Quran Sharif, we should have this before we start, that this is my Allah Ta'ala's love letter to me personally. And from He who is my Rabb, Rabb who created you from nothing, who nourishes, sustains you, who maintains and looks after you. Just like Mufti Abdullah Dhamad Barakatum explained, that when Adam alayhi salam came in this world and he had to make his roti, bread, he needed 360 things. We might think, we perhaps will count 5 things we need to make a roti. We need the flour, and we might not think of anything else. I got flour, I can make roti. But there are so many more things. We need water. And for that flour, what a history, where it is grown, how many people are working on it, for it to be grounded, mulled, etc., for it to be packed, for it to be transported, how many things. This was 360 in those days. Now it will, even for just roti you'll need much more than 360, because the tractor that is going to plow the ground, for the tractor, just think of one tractor, there is rubber, there is steel, there is plastic, there is diesel, there is petrol, there is what and what things. Then the driver who has to operate the tractor, until his whole family is not looked after at home, everything, all the needs are seen to. Small, one child got a flu, he'll inform his boss, I have to take my child to the doctor, I can't come today. So how his whole family has to be in order. One child got a problem at school, he'll phone to the boss that today I have to take my child, the principal has called me in. I have to go there, I can't come, I'll come 2 hours late. I won't come to work. How many things? And then the road that is needed. How many people work? We can't, our minds can't work for one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Rabb, who is Rabb? What and what hasn't He done for us? So that, what? How great is Rabb? So in that time, 300 we need. For just outward things, what we can think of, we need the flour, we need water, we need salt. Then where are we going to cook it? Whatever our energy source is going to be. Electric stove, gas stove, just the firewood we got. For that, how many things are required? And then the utensils that are required. Whether it was those days earthenware, or whether today, whatever utensils, and the makers of those utensils, those factories, how lot of things go into it. Then that one utensil comes by us. And then, biggest of all, if your wife is cooking, her mood have to be right. If her mood is not right, you can't, if she's going on strike and down in tools, no negotiations are going to bring her back onto the, even into the meeting room. She's not even going to come to the meeting room, no matter what. So how many things are required? So that is Rabb. And that is not only our food, our health. Allahu Akbar. In the body, if one thing, your little toe has got a pain on just the tip of it, just that little bit is paining, your whole body, your whole system is out of order. You got a pain just a little bit on any part of the whole body. And how many parts in the body, how many vital organs, who is keeping them in order? No doctor can give you a health maintenance plan. It's only Allah who maintains us. So what? So that is Rabb. This maw'izah has come. فَجَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And together with that again, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's a cure for all the diseases which are in the heart. Outward diseases also. There is no doubt. If we live our lives according to Quran Sharif, which says that, قُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Eat health food. Then if you don't eat junk food, lot of our heart problems we will be saved from, which we will discuss more inshallah. But one friend of ours who went to a dietitian, non-Muslim dietitian, said that I can't understand that as Muslims how can you people have health problems. It was Ramadan that fasting has been prescribed, and even in the hadith it comes, and the truth is there isn't a better remedy than fasting. In fact, it is narrated that 3 fasts of the month out of Ramadan, whole month, Monday, Thursday for a fast, and Tahajjud, there is no better guarantor for good health than this year. So, rosy, and then the dietitian told, but you destroy everything, and the whole day by staying hungry, you gave your whole body, all the organs, your stomach, most important, you got it, you gave it rest. We all want 3 weeks holiday in the year. We get our holidays, we feel so nice, I'm relieved. We give your stomach also holiday. Allah gave it holiday, compulsorily. For 30 days holiday Allah Ta'ala gave it. That don't overwork, keep your stomach clear. And the other great, great benefits of fasting, if we just read up, our mind will get surprised, not from Islamic sources, from non-Islamic sources, what the great value of fasting. And almost every religion, all people have got fasting. Though they have spoiled their fast, Some drink water, some have fruit, some have something else. But our fast, which what a perfect fast. But when you open your fast with fried things, the amount of benefit you got in the day, more harm you cause to your body now, suddenly. You cause more harm. So anyway, so it is shifa for all the diseases, the outward diseases, the physical diseases of the heart also. And then also together with that, a person who has got Quran Sharif, then for his iman on Allah Ta'ala. And there is nothing that can build iman on Allah Ta'ala as what the Quran Sharif builds iman. Even without understanding, we read Quran Sharif. And if we read it with understanding, and if we have the opportunity of listening to talks like Mufti Abdullah's, Dawud Barakatum, how much it builds that iman, how strong it makes it. And then there is zikrullah on top of it, in the month of Ramadan particular. Then the company of one sheikh, and then the month of Ramadan, the barakat and fuyuz of Ramadan. So when this iman gets built, then there is no need for all the anxiety, for all depression, all these things, it just goes away. A person says, I'm bipolar. A person says, I got depression. These are just all fancy words. Basically, if we have the Quran Sharif, you have none of these problems. You can't have depression if you have got Quran Sharif. You can't be bipolar if you have got Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So all the mental, psychological problems, and this all stems from spiritual problems in a person. And like many people, very sadly, and this is a general condition, a person reads Ayatul Kursi, and when something goes wrong, he says, I read so many times Ayatul Kursi. His iman is on Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi and all deen amal, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared in no ambiguous words, clear words, that nobody will enter Jannat with his amal. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, not even you, O Allah's Rasul. He said, not even me. Illa yataghammadani rabbi bi rahmati. Allah's rahmat, then a person will go into Jannah. So our trust is on wazaif. And we read, and many people make this mistake of reading a lot of wazifas. Over the limit, too much. Wazifas are not going to do your work. Wazifa is a breach. And if you get stuck on the breach, you don't reach the other side, then what's the use? So wazifas are there, and du'as are there, and a'mal are there, but this is a bridge to take us to Allah. We have to reach Allah Ta'ala. And that group of awliya who are known as qalandar. Qalandar are those people, they won't find a tasbih in their hand. You'll see them whole 24 hours, you won't see amal in their lives. That excessive which makes us think there is a great buzur. This person is making so much amal. You won't see a bit of that. He will look less than an ordinary person, but his heart is connected direct with Allah Ta'ala. So that connection with Allah Ta'ala, Ayatul Kursi, we must be connected with Allah Ta'ala. That is what is required. So that this is what the Quran Sharif will build. Quran Sharif connects us directly. Reading all the time, as Mufti Abdullah Damat Barakatuh explains, the murur of Quran Sharif is not enough. The nuzul of it is required. That is, the Quran, we just pass by it. Like for example, the Quran has got over 6,000 ayats. Ayat means a sign, a direction. And what direction? Directing you to Allah Ta'ala. And then many ayats, inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah says there are plenty ayats. In that one thing, there are plenty ayats. Not only the over 6,000 ayats, but many of them, in them, have got many more ayats. But we read the whole Quran Sharif. We do nazra, we do hifz, we do qiraat, we do tafsir, we teach tafsir. But unfortunately, we don't reach Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif is also there to reach Allah Ta'ala. That connection with Allah Ta'ala, that is what is required. In any matter whatsoever, you got connection with the top person in any department. And another person who has filled in all his forms properly, everything. That person picked you up on the camera that you have come. Without forms also. How many people where you know the ambassador, you don't even fill in a form, you don't go there also, your visa is given already. And the other with the proper visa application, with all the details, then they still go through all the process and they have the right, if they want to refuse the visa, they refuse it and they don't even have to give a reason for it. And you got contact directly without any of those things, your work get done. So that is what is required. So the Quran Sharif also, we should read it and that connection with Allah Ta'ala. So hudaw wa rahmatun shifaa'un linnas wa hudaw wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. There Allah said it is for ya ayyuhan nas. Here Allah says wa hudaw wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. It is a book of complete hidayat and hudaw wa rahmatun and rahmat for the believers, because everyone won't benefit from it. You walk, you go to town, you got some work in the bank, for example. You're passing the bakery, you're passing the butcher, you're passing the how many other shops. You got no work, you don't even look at those, you're just walking past. You got wherever you got work, you're going there. So the Quran is for the whole world. Ya yuhannas pajjad kumo vidhatu. But who is going to benefit is the one wa hudaw wa rahmatul lil mu'minin. That person who has got this iman that I can't pass my life correctly without Allah Ta'ala's guidance, he's going to go. A person who's got this yaqeen, I need secular education, I need degrees, I need dunya, I need science, I need maths in my life, then he's not going to go to the Quran. So that iman has to come, that Quran is going to give me iman, that in the qabr nothing of this world is going to help me. My big buildings and my big turnovers and my big businesses, Quran is going to help me. It's going to be hudaw wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen for that person. That person who has got this iman, that on the day of Qiyamah, Quran is going to give me my salvation, najat. Inna allaha yarf'au bihadha al-kitabi aqwama. Allah raises nations on account of this kitab. Wa bihi yada'u akhareen. And by the same token of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala destroys other nations. Which Mufti Abdullah Damat Barakatuh explains, that today we might not know, but the West study the government of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and they have taken so many the Europe's most of their social grants and help to the people, all is what the teachings of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So what science did he study? What maths did he? What political science did he study? What social science did he study? Nothing, but it was Quran Sharif. So this Quran, so much so that when he went to Makkah Sharif and the governor of Makkah, the Amir, had appointed somebody, a certain person to a certain post who was a slave. Say, you, how did you appoint him? He's not so, he says he reads lot of Quran Sharif. That was his qualification. He reads a lot of Quran, attachment to Quran Sharif. So, ulum of Quran, and then attachment of Quran Sharif, this is the thing. So, it is, who is going to benefit? Those people whose iman. Quran Sharif will make your iman also. And when you got your iman, you look for your benefit in Quran Sharif. Fihi shifa'u wa hudaw wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. And all this, qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi. It's only the fazl of Allah. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar. Fazal ka asra lagai hue hai. What is fazal? Fansela. Or something for nothing. Like you go and buy in a shop and they give you some little sweets extra for small children. That extra what you didn't pay for. You just got it for nothing. Runga in Urdu. In our language, fansela. Just for nothing, something that is given. This is all Allah's fazl. That without any deserving, we were not deserving of it in the least. But this is also where many of us make mistakes. That I did so, I make so much du'as. Your du'as are not going to do your work. Allah will do it. Don't get stuck on the du'a. Du'as we have to make. But don't get stuck that I make so much du'a. Look at Allah Ta'ala. Your connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is required. So this all, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. That is what we should make, we should become happy. Yeah, Allah says, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Allah doesn't love those people. The same word, farah. There it's pride. Yeah, it is shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That this is what we should have, that shukr. That, ya Allah, what a kitab. And fortunate is that person that it comes from inside. Even nobody knows about it. Ya Allah, you gave me Quran Sharif. What a kitab you gave me. When that enjoyment comes and a person appreciates it, you get a cell phone somebody gave you, you get a bar of chocolate, somebody, jazakumullah, from inside that appreciation. Ask ourselves from inside that appreciation of deen, that, and the whole, the dua which has come in the hadith, raditu billahi rabban, not just words, but from inside it comes, that ya Allah, you my Rabb, wa bil islami deena, what a deen you gave me. وَبِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. And then more than that, ya Allah, you made me a Muslim, you made me a alim, you made me a hafiz, what ustad you gave me, what a sheikh you gave me. From inside, instinctively, not that you build it up, but the joy comes. This is for the Quran Sharif, the joy that comes. Then some iman is made now. Then you're going to get this benefit. Together with that, the Quran Sharif has got, it's on its place. It's a kitab of great, great virtue and great benefit. But when are we going to get it? The benefit, when we will fulfill the rites. You came to know that there is oil in your backyard, but you don't know how to mine it, how to take out the oil, how you're going to get the benefit of the oil. There's gold in your backyard. Now how to take it out, and then how to melt it, how to mold it, how to market it, all the things you have to know. If you don't know, it is there, but it is not, you're not going to benefit from it. Diamonds there are, but you must know how to use it. So in the same way, Quran Sharif, which is such a great kitab, to get the benefit of the Quran Sharif, there are a few things. The first thing, the rights of the Quran Sharif, Iman bil Quran. Firstly, till we don't have that Iman, that this is the kitab that is going to give me my guidance, my personal life, my married life, my business life, my political life, my social life, welfare, everything. Quran is my kitab. You have to have that Iman. This is the kitab. That this is the only kitab that is going to help me in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, everywhere else. That Iman on the kitab. And for that, the sohbet of mashayikh and the ulum, knowledge of deen, we have to have. Then we will have this. So Iman bil kitab. And then muhabbat of the kitab, love of the kitab. And not only outward reverence, that we handle it with great, but inside the heart we have got the respect of the Quran Sharif, and deep respect. And we can't tolerate anything that is done against the Quran Sharif. And that muhabbat with azmat, with the respect of the Quran. It is such a great, honorable kitab. And you have love, for example, for your wife, you speak anyhow to your wife. You have respect, you have love for your father, for your mother, and many times you speak anyhow to your mother also. But for your father, then you have to be very careful how you speak. In there, you can't just speak anyway, anyhow you want to. You have love for somebody else, your friend in the madrasa, or your classmate. You speak anyhow to him. You play fools with him also. Your ustad, you don't do that. You have love for your ustad also. But now it's a different type of love. In the same way, Quran Sharif is a kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Love for it also. But yeah, you have to be very careful with the rights of the Quran Sharif. So the azmat of the Quran, and then ta'allum of the Quran, to learn the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif is that kitab that has got no shores, that sea that has got no shores, and everything associated with the Quran Sharif also has got no shore. The Iman on the Quran can never come to an end. It will just carry on and on. The muhabbat, the azmat, and then the learning of the Quran Sharif. A person must have this in him to learn Quran Sharif. And right from the very basics, our makharij. How many of us pay attention to that also? And even a qari, Hadr Malik Abrar ul Haksab rahmatullah Ali used to, his students, wherever he used to meet them, after 10 years, 20 years, come, read, let me hear, rust has come over. And now you have to polish it again, you have to clean that rust again. So even after how long? After, otherwise the Kharij will become weak again. And also, like, from wherever our background is, a person is a Gujarati, that is going to overtake again him. Then he's going to read Quran Sharif in Gujarati again. Lehja, accent. A person speaks English, then the English, the T of English, the D of English, he will pronounce his ta in that way, da, dal. The English will overtake him. Till you are not conscious and you don't always make mush, and you can ask any person, in whichever field it is, whether it is an artist, whether it is a artisan, whether it is a qari, whoever it is, if you don't keep your practice up, then what you have gained also starts washing away. So ta'allum of Quran is from min al-mahad ila al-lahad, from the time you were born, and it has to carry on all the time. So that basic, the makharij, and then the tajweed, and then the meaning, without how many of our friends normally, it used to be, I don't know what it is now, children should go to madrasa till standard 5, till the age of 13. Then when they come to high school, too much homework, we can't go. So they don't read Quran Sharif also. Only Ramzan, little bit slowly, that becomes weekend. How many of our friends by matric, they forgot to read? They forgot certain alphabets also, completely. They don't know that alphabet, what it is. It doesn't take long for it to come back again. If a person learns again, very quickly it comes back. But they forgot. And so much a person forgets, one friend of ours, once after about 25 years or so, we met again, we were studying together in Dioban. And he was the most brightest student in the class. Ibarat, every day he should read. When he came here, he asked for some donation. They gave him whatever. And then he started making the receipt. He asked me the date. I gave Islamic date. That put his mind off balance. He couldn't understand. So he told me the English date. I said, no, you're a Maulana, I'm a Maulana, we are. And for Deen, you are right Islamic date. So he asked me which month. So I told him whatever the month was. I think it was Rabiul Akhir or something. So he asked me which number of month it is. The first, second. Then he put his pen down. We were friends. So he told me, Maulana, let me tell you the truth. I've even forgotten the names of the months, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal. A person who is an alim, he's a big contractor now where he is, very wealthy person, a big contractor. But this is when you don't keep that connection. So it's not enough we learned Quran. We have to keep on learning it also. The tafsir of it, etc. Some of our friends, we studied together in Dioban. Then after we opened the Darul Ulum, they came, they said, my kitabs I brought, I want to give it to you. I said, very good. They brought the kitabs in the trunks, the steel, iron trunks. They say, since we brought it, I haven't even opened the lock. I haven't even got the key. You'll have to saw the locks and take out the kitabs. So no connection. So ilm doesn't stay with a person like that. Ilm demands continuous. In fact, not only a doctor, any profession, they have to regularly attend classes, etc. Because there are new developments all the time. And until you don't update yourself, you go out of the field immediately. You become a horse doctor. The people laugh at you, though you qualified in your time, but now you're nothing now. Nobody has got regard for you. Quran Sharif, it is ulum, is for all zamana. And if we don't update ourselves, keep in touch, then we lose touch and we lose track of it. So in every aspect, the ta'allum, to learn Quran Sharif. And when we have learned, tilawat of Quran Sharif. To make regular tilawat. Ask ourselves sincerely, now in Ramzan, how much tilawat am I making? Out of Ramadan, how much do I make? Quran Sharif, there mustn't be a day in our life that we don't make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And in our homes, first we had small houses, and we had a lot of excuses for many things, but we did everything in those days. There was a common toilet for three families, four families who shared a toilet. Some places they shared a bathroom also, three, four families. And but in spite of that, we hosted guests and we gave them fresh food to eat. And they used to sleep, whether somebody slept in the kitchen, somebody slept in the passage, but everyone was hosted. Then we wanted nice big houses, and we adding guest rooms, and we adding a granny's cottage so that we can host. But now we show them the way to the hotel, and they themselves also prefer to be rather in hotels. So what is the home? What are the homes for? Everything else, when we had that little bit, were the food. There wasn't deep freezers like now and fridges like now, but hospitality, fresh food was prepared, and everyone happily, nobody had complaints also. But unfortunately, that is gone. In those small houses, the whole family should sit around the kitchen table and read Quran Sharif every morning. Now we got big, every child has got its own room. Parents, their room. Children, every child has got his own room. And the children write a clear sign that nobody allowed to enter here without permission. And it's a thing of pride to hang it on the door, that their privacy. This is all destruction for us. And everyone is gone to his room. What they doing in their room, only Allah Ta'ala knows. One friend of mine, he's got a with great deliberation. He bought an internet computer, but he made a rule. It will be in the lounge, and whoever uses it, in view of everyone. Nobody can use it in privacy of his room. That what site is gone on, what he's looking at, what is he doing, who is he contacting there? No, it must be done where everyone can see. So Quran Sharif, if we read it all together, tilawat of Quran in the house. And then also, if we're very lucky and fortunate, is that mother who will make this rule in a house, that nobody will get breakfast in my house until they haven't recited the prescribed amount of Quran Sharif, besides Yasin Sharif, to read Quran Sharif daily. And tilawat of Quran Sharif means not reading surahs, that is our awrad, our wazaif. It means from Alif La Alhamdu till Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, that we finish it in 3 months, 4 months, 1 month, 1 year, we at least we make one khatam. The right of the Quran Sharif, at least 2 khatams every year, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali said. And it appears one is in Ramadan, which we have to make, and at least one khatam in the whole year. But how many good hafizas forgot the Quran Sharif also? We don't read the Quran Sharif, so that is what is required. So tilawat of Quran Sharif. And then try to learn the meaning, the bare minimum we can learn. 30, 40 years we are Muslims, 50, 60 years we are making namaz, but till today we don't know the meaning of attahiyatu lillahi wa salawat. We don't know the meaning Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nasta'afiruka. We haven't learned that, which we're reading every day. We are reading how many other things, at least so much we could have. Many people, big noise that we must learn Arabic. At least learn that Arabic which you are reading in your namaz, which in your du'as you are making. Know the meaning of those du'as. The tashri' and the details of it, that is further. But at least just the translation. And then see namaz quality and du'as quality, how it will. Otherwise, du'as also, for many of us, big nights, this wazifa, that wazifa, just rattling it off, parrot fashion, there is benefit in it. It's not without benefit. But how long are we just going to stick to grade 1? When are we going to move on to grade 2 and improve ourselves? So the tilawat of Quran Sharif. So after tilawat of Quran Sharif, then the main object of the Quran, amal bil Quran, to make amal on the Quran. And the Quran we will read in 7 qiraats, wa ufu bil ahd. Or whatever la taqtulu awladakum. How many ayats we will read, and we'll know the tafsir, and we'll know so many tafsirs of all this, but the amal on it, that is lacking. So much that our salam is missing. The Quran Sharif say, وَإِذَا حُيِّتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنَا. Where's our amal on that? أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. That establish the namaz with all its requisites. Our namaz, we're just making it, we're not improving. Namaz is to improve. Allahu Akbar. Namaz is that ibadah which Allah says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ then the natural effect, فَذْكُرُوا قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. If our namaz was right, the natural effect will be that now we are in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. If your hajj is right, فَإِذَا أَفَغْتُ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Naturally you'll just think of Allah. All our ibadat, it will connect us to Allah Ta'ala. But we are just making the ibadat, but we're not getting connected. So that is what is required. So this Quran Sharif, that our connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that was Amal bil Quran. Every akhlaq with our wives, how bad our matters are. And very sadly, it appears, it's not true, but it appears the ulama's matters with their wives are the worst. It's not true, but it appears like that. But the more a pious person is today, outwardly, the more his matters with his wife is bad. No good relations, and the Quran, and this is one na'mat of Allah, Jannat's na'mat Allah gave us in this dunya. Wallahi, we abide by the Quran Sharif, Jannat's na'mat of the hoors are nothing compared to your wives which Allah gave you. You'll have a wonderful relationship. And for tabligh of deen, you don't have to go and tell people. When they'll see that how you treat the wife, how what relationship you have got, they will see that this is what we need in our lives. This sukoon, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, once when somebody told him, Hazrat, by your barakat, I'm getting the enjoyment of Jannat in this dunya. Hazrat called all the murids in the Khan. He says, this is what I want. That, and Islam guarantees that. Quran Sharif guarantees that if we practice on it, we'll get the enjoyment. Jannat is here already. That Jannat will come on its time. But Jannat, a Muslim is supposed to live a life of Jannat. This is what Quran Sharif guarantees, Hadith Sharif guarantees. But it is for us that we make amal on these things. For us to make bayan, to tell other people, shout the children, shout, and complain about people, that people in my town are like this, like that. But we ourselves, pride that we have got, jealousy which is in our hearts, all these diseases, Quran is the ilaj for all that, is the treatment. But if we take the treatment, you went to a doctor, the best doctor in the country or in the world you went. You went overseas to a doctor. He gave you the most expensive, the best medicine, but you just keep it by your side. You're not using it. So the Quran Sharif, we haven't got. There are those people in the world today at this moment, Muslims who are dying just to see a Quran. Forget touching it. They haven't seen a Quran Sharif. Their whole lives, they haven't touched a Quran Sharif. We got 20 Quran Sharifs in our home. 10, but we haven't got the opportunity to touch it, to even to read it. So Quran Sharif, the amal bil Quran. And then after that, the ta'aleem, to teach Quran Sharif. Each one of us should try and engage ourselves in whichever way we can to teach Quran Sharif. Sit with our children. How many, when about 30, 40 years ago, Quran Sharif in the Makatib was not taught with tajweed. It was taught in a very haphazard way. Now, alhamdulillah, Allah reward our Qurra and Allah's fazal that Quran Sharif has come to a great extent alive in the correct way. Many parents, with the excuse of teaching the children, sit with the children and are learning correct Quran Sharif. So we should sit with our children and teach them. Those who are hafiz, who are qaris, have the worry yourself. Don't wait for people to come to us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told that what's wrong with that certain people, a certain clan, that they are not learning deen. If they don't learn deen, I will punish them. And what's wrong with those other clan who had ulama in them, learned people, that they're not teaching those people. If they won't teach them, I will punish them. So a person himself must have this concern. Who can I find? Even if I teach in one ayah, which comes clearly in the hadith, for you to learn one ayat is better than so much. For you to teach one ayat is also better. So to have that inside us, that connection with this, to teach the Quran Sharif. Whether it is just to teach takhti to somebody, whether it is just to teach one ayat, one surat. We are traveling with somebody, come, let me teach you one surat. Or let me just correct your Alhamd Sharif. Let me correct your قل هو الله, anything, whatever it is, to the teaching of the Quran Sharif, and then the tabligh of the Quran, the message of the Quran Sharif, whatever the Quran Sharif is teaching, to bring that to the people, to inform them what is the message of the Quran Sharif, to whether in the house every day, whether in the form of ta'aleem or just a personal talk for 2 minutes with the children. And you, when many times family, wife, children, if they're a little bit modern or something, they don't want to listen, and you just say one small thing and they say, there you go preaching again, and that you all the time, you just bayan all the time. So there are very many ways in jokes teach deen, and in stories teach deen, in the events of the world which are taking place, make that this happen, they are all talking about it, take out a lesson from them, and indirectly put the teachings of the Quran Sharif. But the Quran, and if we can come to that where we teach the Quran Sharif directly, and every alim should have this fikr to make tafsir, tarjuma of the Quran, whether it is just the family, whether it is the people in the town, but to make tafsir of the Quran Sharif. So these are the rights, then we will get the benefit. This is the okay to hear the talks and to be impressed by the talks. Alhamdulillah, it's on its place, but it has to come into us. That is what is required. We start moving a little bit. If we don't move an inch or so, then all those talks will be hujjatun alayka. It will be itmam hujjat, that Allah will say, you knew, what did you do about it? But if you start doing a little bit, that is what is required. So Allah has given us, what a wonderful the month of Ramadan. And this is the springboard to start off with our Quran Sharif. Like your battery is gone flat, you get your neighbor to come in, boost your battery, and then you're on your way. So Ramadan is that month that we get boost ourselves. Get started. Our batteries were gone flat, now get started. And then start it, charge your battery properly. Not just a little bit, and then it will take you right through to Jannat. It will take you, and it will take you into the pleasure of Allah. In this dunya, your Jannat will be here already. You'll live a life of Jannat here already. What pleasure, what enjoyment. You won't be able to contain yourself. It will appear to you, my heart is going to burst with love. How fortunate are today, we void of love. Even the wife's love, the children's love, we don't have. If that, how fortunate is that person who feels his heart. And many of our great buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh, he didn't die out with a heart attack. But what was it? The love of the ummah and the ham and the fikr of the ummah. In the same way, the love of Allah. Many, many buzurgs gave their lives in the love of Allah. That you feel inside you, your heart is going to burst now. It can't contain that love anymore. It's so much of love. So those things are, and this is the ideal occasion. Otherwise we'll spend our life, and what did we, Allah will ask us, what did you do? As, Achha, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of Quran Sharif. Subhanallah.